Well, good morning. It's good to be with you again. Let's take this thing off. There we go. Right. Yeah, it's really great. It's a beautiful day today. It was a good thing that Pastor Sam gave me a warning when I heard his voice on my car phone. I thought, whoa, is God talking to me already this morning? It was Pastor Sam. But anyways, pretty close anyways. But he told me about Broadway, and I thought, wow. And I was, Jason and I were coming out this way. We saw, I said to Jason, boy, there's more orange on Broadway than there is on an orange I had this morning. But anyways, hokey bally, I tell you. It's quite a journey that they're making down that street there. Jason, I was just talking a little bit about Jason this morning, because Jason is on our staff at Union Gospel Mission in New Westminster, and he has a very important role there. He continually make sure that our facility is sanitized, clean, and immaculate for each day that all these activities go on there. But Jason is also a friend of mine, and as Jason and I have become to know each other a little bit better, and we've shared a lot more, I'm excited for him because he wants to do what God wants him to do. And I hope Jason won't spill too many beans about you, but Jason is actually in the middle of taking recovery coaching training right now. And so I'm excited because I don't know exactly where that will lead, but I know that one thing is for sure, that God has something very special for Jason. So there's a very good possibility we may lose a very good custodian, but also UGM might inherit a really a good support for the ministry that's going on there. And Jason is a product of our recovery program himself, and so you get a moment, he'll tell you a little bit more about his journey, I'm sure. And it's, and Jason's just kind of, he likes suffering a lot because he now follows with me the churches that I speak at. So that's got to be suffering. Even Auntie Jean won't even come to church with me any longer for now. So I don't know what that's all about. But anyways, we'll figure that out later on. But but please say hi to Jason. I think you'll enjoy chatting with him. But it's good to see you all again, and it's good to know that in many of the places where churches are meeting, they're meeting in person again, and we're praying and hoping that we at UGM are also going to be able to open the facility fully and going full bore in the days that are ahead. Probably, you know, we're hoping summer, but there's a lot of things that we're doing right now at the center. We are repainting the facility, per se. We've removed all the food court chairs, bringing in new chairs. We are looking at the future of staffing there in terms of who will be on the staff situation over there in regards to the needs that we want to provide and the direction that God's leading us. We're looking at case management as a very big part of our journey, as well as putting on staff that can integrate with the community on a deeper level, and to the point where we're hoping to do some street outreach as well. So, having said a few of those things, we're hoping that maybe, you know, you folks at Lord's Grace Church will join us either in our summer ministry again, doing some of that, or as time may allow you to come and serve with us, because the needs are huge and they're great out there, as you're well aware of. Let's just pray together as we begin to just look at what God has laid on my heart today, and as we share together. Father, thank you that on this beautiful day you've allowed us to be here, for those of us that can be here. We also thank you for those that are on Zoom or that are through high tech, that they're joining us at home or wherever. We thank you, Lord, that we can worship you, that through all the challenges of the pandemic, it has not kept us from connecting with you, Lord. So, Father, I just pray and just grant that you would bless us. I also pray for our brother Tom, who is having to go to work on the Sunshine Coast today. Give him journey mercies as he's left us. And Lord, thank you, Father, for the time he shared with us this morning in leading us. So, God, open our minds and ears today to your will, not to what we want. Open our minds to the challenges of taking a look at ourselves as a church, and help us, Father, to be the kind of people you want us to be, not because of ourselves, but because of the community that this church is in and all those people that have opportunity that you bring into our lives. Father, we want to make a difference. We don't want to be indifferent, but we want to make a difference. We want to make an impact just because of the fact of what your love for us, your sacrifice for us, and your desire for us to be, again, honoring you in this world in these days. In Jesus' name we praise you. Thank you. Amen. If I were to ask you what nation dominated the world in watchmaking during the 1990s and into the 21st century, what would you answer? Well, we're not going to take a vote on it now, but I would suggest to you that Switzerland probably stands very strong in that whole industry and business. See, the Swiss made the best watches in the world, and they were committed to constantly upgrading their workmanship in watchmaking. It was the Swiss who came forward with the minute hand and the second hand. I don't know if you knew that. Some of you don't even know what the minute first and second hand is. You have digital. But actually, there was watches that have first and second hands. They led the world in discovering better ways to manufacture the gears, bearings, and mainsprings of watches, including ways in waterproofing techniques and self-winding models. By 1968, the Swiss made 65% of all watches sold in the world, and they claimed to as much